Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
Let's play a little game. Can you guess what sport this is? It has been played for 110 years. 20 million people played throughout the year in more than 80 countries. It is a non-contact sport. The four top nations are traditionally New Zealand, Australia, England, and Jamaica. And finally, it is originally a women's sport. But I'm going to give you a minute there. But if you said netball, then you are correct. Today, I'm chatting with one of the best netball players in the world and arguably the best defender. For three consecutive years, she was named Club Most Valued Player. I guess this then explains why she's the first South African netballer to play on an Australian club in the Suncorp Super Netball. My guest today is the vice captain for the SPA Proteas since 2011. Can you imagine that? Having played in three Netball World Cups, that solidified her place to being one of five Proteas to play over 100 games for South Africa. What a legend. Please help me welcome Carla Pretorius. How are you feeling, ma'am?
I'm feeling good. Thank you. I just had a good laugh. I love it when they say netball is a non-contact sport.
Really?
Because indeed it is a contact sport.
I actually Googled the facts and I'm like, are you sure? Because I've seen them play netball and I'm like, whew.
I feel like they need to change that. But yes, it's a very physical game.
Yes.
Very enjoyable game.
No. I can see that. I'm with them still now. She's radiant. She was on the phone. You can see she's a woman on the go. Yeah? I want to just know a little bit more about your professional career. So where did you start? And how did you end up now playing for Australia, also being part of the Proteas, and then coaching, consulting, and also being a professional dietitian? That's a big responsibilities you have there.
Yeah, so that's quite a mouthful, but that's all me. I obviously started my career, I would say, when I finished school, so came to the UFS, so 29, I was first year, and I feel like being in an environment over a year really created that that first taste of what a high-performance environment is and what I need to do in order to excel as an athlete and also as a student. But people know in South Africa, you can't play netball professionally. So in order for you to play it full time and for netball to be your job, you have to go abroad to do it. So obviously finishing my studies here at UFS, so back in 2014, I got my first opportunity to go abroad 2015. So my first taste of professional netball was in 2015 when I went to England. So I played for Team Bath there in their league.
All right.
And after that, got the opportunity to go to Australia in 2016. And from there, obviously played 8 seasons until last year when I call it going to go abroad anymore because of all have a few reasons. But I had a great career in Australia. Yes.
So now you are a coach and you're also consulting. Are you consulting the Proteas or any other netball teams out there?
Since being at COFSIS, we've been exposed to coaching opportunities as well. So that's where I created that love came in, being exposed to the opportunities and having to learn how to not just being coached, but also being a coach. So obviously got that opportunity while I was a student. And I just really enjoyed it. And I felt like, so when I went abroad to play my career professionally, I felt like I need to share what I've learned. And I saw coaching and obviously being a consultant because at that stage I couldn't do it full time, but you help out wherever you can. So people can then use you as a consultant to help out wherever. I really just enjoyed it. But the opportunity it gave me to really share my experience and what I've learned, and I felt like it's my responsibility to bring back what I've learned and give it back to the next generation.
Yes. And now I'm very curious because you saying you came back with some gems to give to the up-and-coming netball players. Is there a difference between playing abroad at such an international level and also playing for South Africa? Is there a vast difference between those two?
Definitely. When you look at the teams abroad, it's done professionally, so you get paid to do it. It's your work.
Mm.
Where here you have to, so I'm just going to use an example. So back in 2015, when I did my CompServe year after I've studied dietetics, and after that I had to do a CompServe year. So you would work 7 to 5, and then you need to work in 2 training sessions a day.
Mm.
So that's how it works currently in South Africa. You have to work and still like working your training sessions twice a day. So it's quite challenging. Where abroad you get paid to just do netball. That's your job.
Yes.
So it's very different overseas versus here, but we are becoming better at it. It's very different now than back in 2015 when it was all still new to everyone. Obviously, with professionalism, it's a stronger high performance environment, and how they structure things, and that it's so much more than just on-court stuff. So yeah. Those are the things that I wanted to bring back, but also the way of training abroad.
Mm.
It's same when you work with different coaches. You learn something different from every coach.
Yes.
And played in England, learned stuff there. Played in Australia, learned stuff there. Being coached by coaches over in South Africa, learned a lot of things. So I think I've a very diverse amount of information I can share with people.
All right. So now you have now done all of this, traveled around the world, so to say, and also playing netball. I'm sure there were some big highlights that you have experienced. Can you tell us about that one good day where you felt like I'm at the peak of my career?
I think the three standouts for me was firstly being awarded a contract to go to the SSN, the Suncorp Super Netball League, and being the first South African to do it. I really felt proud, and that a lot of years sacrifice and hard work paid off. So getting that opportunity first and then playing that first game for Sunshine Coast Lightning, which was my club team,
yeah.
I just felt that immense of proudness being a South Africa on the world stage and showing the world what we are all about. The second one was back in 2019 with the Netball World Cup, being awarded player of the tournament. Once again, showing the world what we can do as South Africans.
Mm-hmm.
And then playing my 100th test match recently. So back in last year, 2023, my 100th test match, playing that in front of my family, the South African fam, but especially my daughter.
Yes, it sounds like very big moments and moments that you cherish so much. But I'm sure they didn't come without their challenges. Having had such a long career in netball, there must have been some challenges that you encountered throughout. Mm. Could you tell us maybe one that made it hard, like a hard challenge that you experienced?
I think one of the challenges was that obviously over these years, I was really working hard, and it was a dream of mine to go abroad and play netball on the world stage, and then got that opportunity. But it also came with like a lot of sacrifices you have to make, like leaving your family behind, leaving that back in the day, that Werner, that's my husband now, he was still just my boyfriend, and then having to leave him behind, and then after we got married, I had to leave him behind again. So just that distance, being away from each other, having to leave your family behind, and having to put a lot of things on hold here back home, because this is still your home. And then you go and you do your netball, and then you go, we're there. People can go on with their lives normally.
Yes.
That's their normal environment. They can still pursue a different career with netball. They can build a house. They can do their normal family stuff, where that's something I had to give up in order to do that. So it was hard, but it was all worth it. And unfortunately, you have to make those sacrifices in order to live your dream. But I was very lucky that I had the support of my husband, of my family, who encouraged me to do it. And now when you look back, it was tough, but it was all worth it.
Yes. And I'm thinking about a student in university who's here on a, let's say, a sports bursary, or they're really good at the sports they're doing, but they're also trying to complete a course, right? When the time comes and they graduate and they have to move on with their life, they have to make a decision. Do I continue with sports, or do I continue with whatever I studied for with my degree? What influenced their decision to go to netball instead of going full-time to being a dietitian?
I think the one thing I really appreciated while I was a student, it was that it was an environment that almost encouraged you to pursue different things. So not just to, I am a firm believer that you shouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. So I made sure I had a good student life, like enjoy hostel life and all of that, doing stuff students do. I made sure that I gave 100% at training and making sure that I develop as a netball player, but I also made sure that academically I put in the hard work and make sure that I do well there. So I feel like the fact that I was very balanced, so made sure that all those things get the amount of energy it needed, I felt like it helped me to excel in all the different areas. Because when you feel tired at netball, you can get energy from your academics or student life. Or when you feel tired at academics, you get energy from your netball or your student life. So that's one thing I really appreciate from this environment that was created here at UFS when I was still a student. But at the end of the day, I feel like you should obviously do your best in everything you do. And along the way, you'll know exactly which one to pursue. So I feel like in terms of an opportunity that will come. So I really enjoyed netball. I really enjoyed being a dietitian. So I made sure I invest in both. But then that netball opportunity came along.
Yes.
And I do feel like that you can pursue more than one career. But it's just if you enjoy it and you're willing to work hard and make the sacrifices, you will be able to do both. But I feel like you just need to control what you can, and then opportunity will come your way and you'll know which one.
Which one to choose at the time, yes. So now for students that are trying to, or aspiring netball players that are trying to follow into your footsteps, I'm sure there are a lot of them listening right now who look up to you. What would you be your parting words to them?
To make sure, firstly, that you have a balanced life. So spend time with family and friends. Have a good student life. Train hard. Work hard at your academics. So really have that holistic approach within your life. But then if it's something you want to achieve, and there's going to be a lot of hiccups and obstacles along the way, but you just need to keep on going. If it's something you enjoy doing, you'll keep on getting up, you'll keep on working hard, and you'll keep on trying to achieve your goal or that dream. So it's just that keep on going, keep on keeping on, work hard. And then if that is meant for you, it will happen.
Oh, yes. Like if that is meant for you, it will happen. But also that comes with a lot of hard work as well. You need to do your part. Thank you so, so much. Let's keep on keeping on, y'all. So now I have my last part of the interview that I like to play. It's called fire questions, okay? So it's a fire round. I want to ask you questions. You have less than 2 seconds to answer. If you take too long, I'm moving on, right? Are you ready for our fire questions?
Fire away.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Remote or on-site?
Remote.
Every morning I
drink coffee.
My favorite word is
let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Thank you so much for joining us, Carla. I enjoyed this conversation. I hope you did as well.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.